Even though the immigration department put out the missive on their website that the normal processing time for an employment visa is 4 weeks, in actual fact, that 4 weeks starts counting from the time that they have all the information that they need on hand to give due consideration to the application in full. So what that effectively means is that the 4 weeks that's commonly cited as being the typical processing time is actually more like 6 to 8 weeks. So given that you're in your 50th day now, frankly, you're well within the envelope of a normal case processing time, so I wouldn't be concerned about it too much, particularly given that it took them effectively 4 weeks to come back and ask for the first set of documents, which is normally about right, and your employer has turned that request around quite quickly within 3 days. So effectively, I think you're well on track to getting your case finalised within the typical sort of 8 week time frame. Can take a little bit longer depending on what the immigration department make of the case and also how busy they are. But they do have performance timelines that they have to work to. So you can be rest assured that the immigration department will be working as hard as they can on your application, even if it does seem to be taking an inordinate amount of time for your case to be finalised. Just turning to the A and B parts of your question, the online inquiry system really shouldn't be taken too seriously, in my opinion. I've appended a link to a post that I've done about this on a previous occasion. It's a very, very basic system. It doesn't tell you very much at all about what's going on. I appreciate that it's the only source of consistent information that you can garner, given that tried to have an interaction with the department to find out what's going on and you haven't really been able to get any joy out of that thus far. So I can understand why it is important to you. But the key thing to appreciate is that whilst I don't understand having a clear insight onto how the Immigration Department's technology works, having a technology background, it just seems to me that the moment that an immigration officer is going to mark your case as having been completed to the extent that it's either been refused or it's been approved, the moment that the Immigration Department officer does mark that in that way, then the technology will be updated and you'll get a notification on the system. So given that there isn't any immigration department activity on the weekend, yes, it's reasonable to assume that Sunday and Monday you're not going to get any joy out of the system in terms of it telling you exactly what you need to know as to where the status of your application is. Bear in mind also that normally the immigration department will fax you the approval letter if you have denoted that you're able to be communicated with via fax. And in my experience, very quickly after the department have made the decision to approve, you will receive a fax anyway. And 9 times out of 10, if we look to see if we've received a fax in the afternoon, a fax of approval in the afternoon, and then quickly go online to see if the system has been updated, the system has not yet been updated. So it's all very hit and miss nonetheless. So, I wouldn't rely too heavily on the online system as being the definitive source of information as to where your case presently stands. But turning to point B of your question, this is probably your best bet, because once you can speak to the officer, they'll give you an indication as to where they are in the application. They won't give you any clear nod of the head or a tip of the hat, as it were, as to let you know which way the wind is blowing as regards your eventual outcome. But if you are able to have a conversation with the officer responsible for your case, you'll get a sense of where he is in the process and what kind of sort of timeline you might still have to wait to get the outcome, so that you know where you stand in the application. Again, I've covered this previously, so what I suggest you do is reference the link that is included in this blog post that'll tell you exactly how to go about G-ing up your application. But yeah, just to recap, 50 days isn't that long, squarely within the envelope. Don't rely on what the website is telling you. Usually the Immigration Department are much more efficient when you're dealing with the officer, him or herself, in terms of getting information as to know